Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Janet Jackson, we love Janet. Love her. Had her on a bunch of times. And she's always been great to us. She's actually been really honest in interviews that we've done with her. Mm-hmm. Man, she gives it up. She does. So we had Janet Jackson scheduled to talk to after the show yesterday, and we did start to talk to her. And things get awkward, man, in the middle of this interview because her publicist interrupts right in the middle of the interview when it was really starting to get interesting.
Did you guys leave that in there?
No, we took it out.
Oh.
We started asking her about, because did the publicist say immediately, like, no personal questions to Janet Jackson?
No, they said no. The specific request was, actually, I could read it. The specific request.
It's about Michael, like, not to ask about his death,
which
right?
we've done already. I mean, we spent 20 minutes talking to Janet Jackson months ago about how she's handling the death of her brother, and she was cool with it, and we were cool with it, but why would we ever do it again? We've already been there with her, so it wasn't even going to come up.
Stupid radio stations would have done it.
Right.
Sure, and
that.
They want to make sure that everybody's respectful about that, because and you can understand that. We wouldn't have crossed that line.
The it just said there's a one of her publicists sent a long email saying about the song and the movie and all this other stuff. And then it said, no questions should be asked in regard to her brother's passing or the Jackson family.
Mm.
Now, you'll hear the question that causes the problem in here is a question about her going on tour with her brothers.
And that's where it all starts right there.
Which is her family.
And I think the publicist freaked out because that sounded like a family question. But in the conversations I had with them yesterday, I tried to explain if the rumor was that she was going to go on tour with Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't confirmed, we would have asked the same question. That wasn't a family question. That wasn't a Michael Jackson question. That wasn't a crazy
joke. I probably started freaking out thinking we were going to lead into something else.
Maybe. But, I mean, that's when the interview started to get interesting, because if you scratch at Janet's surface, there's still a little girl that feels inferior to her older brothers. And it was just starting to get interesting.
Right.
And the publicist comes in and shuts it down and says, well, you guys start talking about the movie. And I normally don't get thrown, but yesterday, I don't know if I just didn't get sleep and I'm on these painkillers and I didn't stick up for us. And I feel like I sort of failed us yesterday, because I should have said, look, we know how to do interviews. Mm-hmm. We've talked to Janet before. We'll get to the movie in a second, which is how we've handled it before. But yesterday, I just choked.
Well, I think the unique thing of what happened yesterday, we've certainly had publicists that tried to nix certain, you know, questions we started asking, but she interrupted Janet's answer.
Yeah.
She interrupted Janet while she was talking. Right. So I think that was kind of probably what threw everybody's like, wait a second, you know, like if Janet was going to say something, you know?
It's going to get weird in here. You'll hear an edit. You won't actually hear the publicist. Maybe we'll put the whole real unedited version up online. But you'll hear a weird edit because it's not even entertaining. She was just rude, really.
Yeah. I can't stand rude celebrity publicists. And I think that they feel like they earn their stripes by being more rude to the media. Like, they almost earn credit with each other by how mean they are. I've run into them in Los Angeles the last couple of trips I've been out there, and they, like, get off on being rude. It's really, really frustrating. Like, I'm developing, like, a real pure form of hatred for them.
The more I think about it, the more we should have just kept it in so you guys could get sort of an insight on what happens. But we'll put it up online that way. But as the client, as Janet, if I'm Janet, when I get off the phone with us, I'm like, there's got to be a better way to handle that.
Well, publicists are good.
Yeah.
It's good cop, bad cop, because the celebrity is telling the publicist, you've got to be the bad cop for me so that I don't have to look, you know, I don't have to look rude by refusing to answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the nature of the good cop, bad cop. But like Jen said, there's a way to be a bad cop and be effective instead of just being, you know, offensive.
And she was just offensive. So she does have a new movie out this weekend, Why Did I Get Married 2, that she's in. But you're not going to hear us talk much about it during this interview. Janet Jackson?
Hello?
How are you, Janet Jackson?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing really good. We love talking to you.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet. I enjoy talking to you, too.
Been a couple months, but yeah, what's been going on? You got a lot of stuff going on, actually.
Mm-hmm. Film, book, theme song for the movie, nothing.
If people really knew what Janet Jackson's life was, would they say, oh my God, it's so exciting, or oh my God, it's so boring?
I don't think it's not boring for me. It might be boring for them, but I'm always on the move, always doing something. So the minute I have a few days to just take a breather, I seize the moment.
And when you have those brief times where you just take a breather, what do?
If I can get away, I do. I love the ocean. That's my thing. I love humidity, heat, warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
I love the beach. And if I can't, it's about being with my friends, being with my family, playing games. I love reading. I love watching, going to the movies or watching black and white films, old films.
You know, you brought up the family, and every day it seems like there's a different rumor about what's going on with the tour here. Is there going to be a Jackson reunion tour? Are you involved with it? Are you not involved with it? Every day there's a different rumor.
No one's asked me about being involved with a reunion tour, so that I know nothing of.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a different answer, but that's all that I can really say. I haven't discussed, none of my brothers have discussed with me about doing a reunion tour.
Would you be open to doing a tour?
I'd have to really give it a great deal of thought. I think they should for sure do a reunion tour, for sure them.
Uh-huh.
I think people have been dying to see them for a very, very long time and really miss their energy on stage, and I think it would be great.
Now, I heard very distinctly there, almost bolded and underlined and italicized, them. They should do a reunion tour. Why would you be reluctant to jump on that?
Because it's not really being that reluctant. I just think people want to see them,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily their little sister tagging along with them. Who knows? But I when I think about the Jacksons, I want to see them perform. I don't think about wanting to see me perform with them. That's me as a fan.
Let's talk about the movie.
Why Did I Get Married Too? It's about four couples that have been friends since college, and they go on an annual vacation, and they revisit the question, why did I get married? So it brings up a lot of things. They're shot in the Bahamas, then the Bahamas vacationing, and it's paradise, and then a lot of drama happens while they're in paradise, and it's about forgiveness, about trust, about communication, about healing, about not healing. It's very funny at times, and then it gets very dramatic at times.
Now, Janet, I saw the first movie, and I thought it was fantastic, and do you find, because your character is she a psychologist? Is that her profession? Because I wondered if now in your private life, if people come to you for relationship advice, because they seem to be doing that in the movie.
It was that way before the movie. That's one of the things that I connected with the character, Patricia, because some of my friends call me their therapist, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before the film. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I've been married twice and divorced twice. Why do you want me to be your therapist?
That's
I'm still trying to figure this out for myself. But they do. And obviously, I guess I'm giving okay advice. And I know I'm a wonderful listener, because that I can do. But they keep coming back. So I'm always helping people with their issues. And I used to, like Patricia, not deal with my own. When my own would come about. So that's where I related to her, in those two areas.
After doing these two movies, and like you said, getting married and divorced twice, are you open to marriage ever again in your personal life?
You know, if it's God's plan for me, and that's really not a cop-out, then it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that I see that. That's the way that I see having a family.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in my cards, it's going to happen.
And you did the lead song for the soundtrack also. You and Jermaine worked on this together, right?
Yes, we wrote it together. We produced it together. It's called Nothing. And it was really inspired from the characters in the movie. That was the true inspiration for it. And it's available on iTunes. And I'm really happy, because people have been listening to this song and really, really taken to it. They've really been enjoying it and really responses. So I'm glad they're liking it.
You know, we're here in Atlanta, so we have to ask. I think everybody is sort of like fascinated with the relationship with you and Jermaine, because you guys have both been such adults about it. And I think when people go through the same kind of things you guys have gone through, you usually go separate ways. But you guys have formed this beautiful relationship, and it seems to be seamless.
We never stop loving one another. I adore him. He is such a good man and has such a wonderful heart. And I'm so thankful that he's allowing me to still be in his life, and that we're such good friends. We speak every single day. I adore Jermaine. And I will hope that he will always allow me to be in his life.
Well, good luck with the song and good luck with the movie. And I know from an outsider's perspective, I would love to see you part of that tour. So
yeah.
Yes.
You wouldn't be just a little sister.
Yeah, right. You're not just a little sister. You may not know this. You're Janet Jackson.
I'm not just little sister tagging along.
No,
you are Janet
Jackson. You are Janet. All right, Janet, thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.